I wanted to bring up one of the things that I'm consistently bumping into, and that's when there's a big victory for me. Maybe it's a good trade or an idea that plays out that I've made money on. Usually it's something that gets me excited. So it could be volatility in the market that moves up a lot, coincided with you being right and feeling good about yourself. When that happens, that's almost always the time I'm about to make my biggest mistake and give back a huge chunk of what just happened, give back half of it, give back a third of it, 20%, whatever. And I've known this about myself for a while, and I know that I'm not the only one who does this, but it's particularly a big problem for me. And one of the things I'm doing is just to drill down in my review of 2018, and it's come up again. It just happened recently, actually, where I had some good trades, and then I'm in there excited and jacked up and feeling like I have to trade every price, or you have to be involved in every market move because the market's moving and you just did something correct. But what you did correct probably didn't have a whole lot to do with what you're doing next. And you probably planned something out and something made sense to you and it developed over time. And then now you're jumping in and trying to trade every price, or you're good enough to be involved in every move because you're seeing the market well, is a huge trap. And it eventually leads to you making mistakes and unwinds your momentum. And before you know it, you're in a slump and you wonder how you got here. And it usually starts with trying to trade every price and trying to be involved in too much and not going back. Sometimes just because you're too emotionally jacked up, you need to back away. And also that big first loser you have after a good streak feels like, oh, it's okay, I've been doing fine lately, and you tend to write it off. But financially, that can be the worst of them all. And when you get beaten down, you're trading smaller and it's not as painful. But psychologically, it feels worse, but financially, it's not as painful. So it's kind of it's this weird trick where it feels like it's not a big deal, but it could be a bigger deal. So pay attention to it. That's something I'm reflecting on today.